Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping Monday's City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and not something that was on the official agenda, it was on the consent agenda, was there was a bequeathment of funds to the Indianola Public Library. Just kind of talk about that generous donation and how the city moves forward once they receive something like that.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you. So the library received about $20,000 from the estate of a longtime library patron, Mary Hickman. In her will, she specifically directed this money to be used on children's books. So on the council agenda, there was a matter that allows the library to access those funds to be used in the manner that Ms. Hickman expressed in her will.
Awesome. Well, just kind of talk about the process of the city finding that out and type of things that the city has to keep in mind when they are bequeathed those funds.
So we were notified, actually, I believe it was last year, that as somebody was going through a will, the executor of the will notified the city that there was an amount of money that was left to the library and that it was designated for use of children's books. So we provided notification to the council at that time as Michelle Patrick, our librarian, started working with her staff on just making sure that the plans were in place to when the funds were acquired to spend accordingly.
Awesome. Well, there was also discussion on the second consideration to amend Chapter 165 of the zoning regulations regarding bed and breakfast. We've talked about this before, just kind of update that and what was discussed at council.
Yeah, so with this particular item, it passed the first consideration. It did not pass the second consideration. We had a significant amount of public engagement, and it was primarily from a neighborhood where there was a unique structure in the neighborhood that would likely apply for the exemption process that would be established or amended as part of this amendment that went through planning and zoning. Basically, what the amendment was going to do was bring consistency amongst the regulations in the various zoning districts. So you've got definitions, and in some zoning districts, it's bed and breakfast are defined one way but are permitted as of right. And then in the R1 zoning district, they were defined slightly different, so you create inconsistencies. But it was also a special exemption process, meaning that anybody, it wasn't allowed as of right, that they would have to go through a separate process to ask for permission from the Board of Adjustments.
So where does this go from here now that the second consideration did not go through council?
At this point, as far as staff's concerned, the matter's done. We will likely be following up with our legal counsel just to make sure. I mean, if there's anything else that has to be done to button it up and close that matter. But from staff standpoint, matter's done, and that provides us with a little bit more guidance on any sort of petitions in the future.
All right. Well, there's also some questions being asked about construction on Highway 92. That was east of town, near the balloons, near a bunch of things going on. Just kind of talk about what you know from the city standpoint on what the DOT has planned.
We were notified several months ago, and we did try to advertise as best as we could with the information we had. But the state's going through a process sometimes called grind and overlay. So basically they grind the top portion of the roadway, and then they re-asphalt it, repave it to improve the rideability of that roadway. If you recall the four-lane to three-lane conversation, that was started because of this project. So as the state was going to go through and grind an overlay, they were looking for the community on direction on how to restripe it. So that's likely what the project is. I know they were starting far east of our borders and working our way through, and they'll conclude just west of 65, 69.
All right, and is there a timeline at least that the city has heard of from the DOT so far?
We haven't heard of a timeline yet. The state is well aware of our events. We've had coordination meetings with them a couple months ago involving RAGBRAI and the balloons and the county fair. So they're certainly aware of the activities happening in our community. We'll likely be following up to get a status report because we only got a couple weeks left.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.